This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today underscored that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in a diversified semiconductor supply chain. Mr. Modi said this while chairing the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi, a day ahead of Semicon India. The Prime Minister assured the leaders that the Indian government will follow a predictable and stable policy regime. He said that the government will continue to support the industry at every step with the focus of Make in India and Make for the World. The Prime Minister will inaugurate Semicon India 2024 in Greater Noida tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on finding local solutions for the global problems. The Prime Minister today chaired the first governing body meeting of the newly formed Anusandhan National Research Foundation in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Prime Minister asked to identify those obstacles which are hindering the path of the research ecosystem and take steps to remove these problems. External Affairs Minister held discussion with his German counterpart Annalena Baerbock in Berlin today. In his press statement following the talks, Dr. Jaishankar said their conversation touched on many subjects, including the situation in West Asia, especially the Gaza conflict and its ramifications. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said that the country is witnessing significant growth in sales of electric vehicles and it is expected to touch 1 crore annual sales figure by the year 2030. While addressing the 64th Annual Convention of Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers, SIAM, in New Delhi today, Mr. Gadkari informed that nearly 30 lakh EVs are registered in the country. Speaking on this occasion, Union Minister of Heavy Industries, H.D. Kumaraswamy, said the Indian automobile industry is one of the fastest growing sectors with a 6.8% contribution in the country's economy. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has described cybersecurity as an integral part of national security, saying the centre has planned to train 5,000 cyber commandos in the next 5 years to deal with cybercrime. He stated this today while addressing the first Foundation Day celebration of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Centre, I4C, in New Delhi. Mr. Shah asked all stakeholders to come together to deal with this menace as cybercrime has no boundary. In Jammu and Kashmir, postal ballot voting for voters of District Kishtwar engaged in the election process was conducted today in strict adherence to the protocols and guidelines of the Election Commission of India. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the postal ballot voting for civil and police employees of the district engaged in the election will continue tomorrow. By adhering to the guidelines of the Election Commission of India, the district election authorities remain committed to ensuring fairness and efficiency in the elections, making sure that every voter's experience is smooth and equitable. Department of Telecommunications, DOT, has simplified approval processes for telecom licenses and wireless equipment. DOT has introduced significant changes to the processes for issuing experimental licenses, demonstration licenses and equipment type approvals. Ministry of Communications in a statement said that these changes are part of its ongoing efforts to enhance ease of doing business in the telecom sector. These reforms are aimed at reducing delays and simplifying regulatory requirements, fostering innovation and streamlining operations for businesses and telecom operators. Russian air defense systems intercepted and destroyed 144 Ukrainian unmanned aerial vehicles overnight across 9 regions, including the capital Moscow. The Russian Defense Ministry today reported that the UAVs were part of a large-scale attack by the Ukrainian military on Russian targets. Russian authorities said at least one person was killed near Moscow. India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Vidarbha today and tomorrow. The rainfall is also predicted in this region during the next 7 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.